You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. Goose Gregson has lived in Montana for many years, but he's on the road for months at a time. That's because he works for the Boston Red Sox. Goose has been in baseball his whole life as a player and a coach, and he's lived and breathed the sport from the time his dad took him on the train to New York City. The year was 1960, and Goose was 10 years old. For a kid from rural North Carolina, it was a life-changing pilgrimage.
Tony Kubek swings and sends a ground ball, Button backhanded to throw to first.
He took me to Yankee Stadium, and when we walked into Yankee Stadium, I thought I'd walked into a cathedral somewhere, and I remember tugging him on the arm that day and said, "Dad, someday I want to be a big leaguer."
For an American kid in 1960, that fantasy wasn't exactly unique. All of Goose's friends were dreaming the same big dream. They converted a neighbor's cornfield to a makeshift ballpark, and they played marathon games day after day, mimicking the batting stances and mannerisms of their favorite players.
We would go out there from 8 o'clock in the morning until the sun went down. My dad actually put a floodlight out there later on so that we could play even when it started getting dark. We had our favorite teams. We had our favorite players. We had our own ground rules. If there weren't enough to play, if you hit the ball over there, that's an out because we don't have enough players to play over there. We had a passion and played that game just day after day after day and loved the game.
Goose played ball through high school, although he says he was a skinny kid who mostly sat on the bench. But he grew a couple more inches and he put on a few more pounds of muscle. And by the time he enrolled at Appalachian State University, he'd turned into a pretty good pitcher.
But even then, it was just, this will be fun to do for a couple of years. And I never dreamed. That dream that when I tugged my dad and said, "I'm going to be a big leaguer someday," I had gotten beyond actually believing that that was going to happen. I just had this burning desire to play baseball, and I loved the game.
Goose threw a couple no-hitters in college, and he started to attract attention. Partway through his third season, a scout offered him a contract to play for the Appleton, Wisconsin Foxes, the Class A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox.
Signed for $1,000, still thinking that this is just going to be something that, okay, it's a great way to finish out my summer, be able to have it on my resume that I pitched some A-ball up in the Midwest League. Went up there. My salary was $500 a month. Meal money was $5 a day. I thought I was a millionaire. I thought, this is awesome. But when I put that uniform on for the first time, I realized this is real. And I'm going to do everything I can to see how long I can prolong my career.
That was 44 years ago, and Goose is still in baseball. His pitching career didn't last long. He had nerve damage in his elbow and never made it to the major leagues as a player. But the organizations he ended up working for, the Philadelphia Phillies, the Boston Red Sox, and the Los Angeles Dodgers, recognized that he had a gift for helping pitchers. He worked his way through the minor leagues as a pitching coach until finally, 38 years after his trip to Yankee Stadium with his father, he found himself in the big leagues as the pitching coach of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I cried like a schoolgirl. Opening day, 1998, we opened up against the St. Louis Cardinals in St. Louis, and I am standing on the line. They've announced all the teams. We're all out there, and they played the national anthem. And it was that realization of the day that I tugged at my dad, said, "Dad, I'm going to be a big leaguer someday." Didn't realize it was going to take that many years for it to happen, but finally in 1998, I became a major leaguer. So that'll all carry with me forever.
You've been listening to Goose Gregson, the Latin American pitching coordinator for the Boston Red Sox. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To learn more about Goose Gregson, go to mountainwestvoices.org and click on the Field Notes section. You can also listen to and download more than 150 stories from around the Rocky Mountain West. I'm Clay Scott. Thanks for listening.